本期节目关键词每天新鲜英语内容推送，请关注 Open Language 微信公众号，更有新开通的微信支付购买课程，享受特别优惠。 See you on WeChat.
Open Language 英语，
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，欢迎回到潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, my name is Spencer.
Today we have a yummy show.
We're talking about
delicious. 对，我们讲讲吃啊。今天这个节目呢，就是前段时间有在跟一个朋友聊天啊，然后他是在一个特别牛的这个美国大的技术公司，starts with a G, G 开头的工作啊。他说我英文也不差，但每次我到我们那个 Mountain View, 到我们那个硅谷的总公司去出差啊，到了餐厅，我发现那个 menu 很多我都看不懂。
Really? You can't understand the menu. Why is that?
后来我就想说，哦，可能有一个原因，就是特别在加州那西岸这些地方，会有一些新的美食的潮流 ，new food trend。然后会有一些 new food items that are not very popular yet elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean California is kind of hippy dippy when it comes to
hippy dippy.
Yeah, when it comes to food, yeah, 西皮食的
hippy dippy. Dippy 是什么？
Just rhymes with hippy.
哦，就有点看不起他的意思。
Yeah, it's just to 强调是西皮食的。
哎，有点装。装嬉皮士是吧？对对对，对，比如说你可能会在那些很健康的啊 ，health conscious strong restaurants 啊 ，food store， 会看到有 kale 这样一种菜，
是芹菜对吧？
啊。
冰菜怎么说 kale
哦，冰菜好像是另外一种，就是上面像有一层霜。 kale 是羽衣甘蓝吧，还是甘蓝羽衣？
也不是甘蓝，不是，
不是，不是甘蓝，不是 olive， 甘蓝羽衣，甘蓝，
甘蓝羽衣
kale k a l e
right， a big leafy green。我在说冰菜，因为我去年
什么冰菜啊，
我不知道怎么写呢，我知道，我查点，我查过了，因为我还在美国的时候，我非常喜欢吃 kale， 你知道吧？然后我说，中文怎么说呢？
羽衣甘蓝还是甘蓝羽衣？
OK， 原来我字典错了。
对 ，kale 是好像去年到今年还是蛮流行的，就是一种。哎呦，反正吃起来你就觉得像一个锯子在你嘴巴里。It's very sharp, right? 它那个 leaf 上面有 little sharp edges, 然后是一个很老 ，very bitey, very chewy, 很难咬动的一种蔬菜。
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's a bit rough.
But you like it?
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
你说 rough 就是有点老，很难咬动啊，里面纤维很高的。
Yeah.
那这个
fiber is very
fibers 纤维啊。那这kale 呢，它就是。是好像说什么营养价值特别高，是吧？
哇，营养很丰富的，维生素 K 非常高。
维生素 K
yeah, vitamin K. 真 yeah, seriously though, vitamin K is very high, vitamin C is very high, and 维生素 A 也是的。
对，所以它是一种叫 super food.
Yeah.
超级食物，好像我觉得这两年在美国一些很注重养生的人 ，health conscious 啊，你如果很注重养生啊什么，你可以说 I'm very health conscious.Conscious.
I think I fall into that category.
对，就是很推崇这个菜 kale， 因为营养价值很高。So usually you eat it as a salad, 对吧 ？Kale salad.
Yeah, stir fry is really good.
哦，炒一炒。
Yeah, I used to stir fry with chicken all the time. It's really delicious.
哦，和鸡肉放在一起。然后还有人做汤，对吧
？Make like a soup of kale in it. Yeah.
然后还有我看到过有 kale 做成零食 ，kale chips.
Oh yeah, those aren't healthy though.Just covered in oil, 都是炸的。
对，他把它弄干炸一炸，本来健康的东西变得不太健康。
Exactly.
Anyways, kale is big. Kale 可能现在已经没有那么新了，没有那么火，but you'll see it a lot. 还有一种呢，也是好像比 kale 更早一点点实行起来，到现在 certainly still very popular for amongst health conscious people.
And what would that be, Jenny?
Quinoa.
Oh, quinoa.
Quinoa 这个你可能看到它就不那个拼法不太知道它的发音啊，因为
You know, honestly, my father had been eating kale long before I heard of quinoa. Quinoa But you're right, though. They call it actually ancient grains. It's one of the...
古老的一种谷物。
Yeah, 谷物 yeah.
对，就是我们还没有进化过来，就以前大家就觉得这种东西特别老，特别不能消化，但是它给你很多的 energy, 很多能量。
Yeah, 不是大麦还是小麦 but it's kind of like 全麦似的。
对对对。
It's like a whole grain.
Whole grain, 全麦。
Yeah,
没错。所以 quinoa 它的拼法是 Q-U-I-N-O-A, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Quinoa.就有一点点哎怎么形容呢就有一点点像我们的那种北方的小米。
Maybe, I think it's,
就反正很小的一粒一粒。
我指的是一个南美洲本地的谷物对吧
而且现在 quinoa 很贵因为好像就是这两年北美人对 quinoa 的这个demand 需求很大然后因为它南美洲好像就是像 Peru 秘鲁啊什么的这种地方会生产
yeah,
然后它就开始有点那个 demand outstrips supply
you know it's actually funny we were talking about stocks in another show
对对对
and actually people who recently invested in these ancient grains
可以期货 trade futures 就炒这些谷物
well, people made a lot of money on these there's other ones besides quinoa Wow, there's like buckwheat,
荞麦
yeah, amaranth, and like all these
大麦 barley.
Yeah, barley, yeah. So some of these things that people used to eat and then thought didn't taste good are now back on the market.
对的，因为都觉得它就是好像现在我们觉得越原始越 original raw 的这种东西越好，就不要经过很多 processing, 不要很多精细的加工，对吧？然后
不要什么添加剂。
对，不要很多。
additives
添加剂或者 chemicals、
yeah.
而且我发现、啊、美国人很多吃这种 quinoa barley、啊、他就喜欢它是这种 very bitey very rough 硬硬的
yeah, yeah.
因为你会发现像中国人我们买了这种什么大麦呀、啊、然后这种什么薏米啊 barley 啊、我们第一件事情就是丢进高压锅、先晚上泡过夜再丢到高压锅就像把它煮到入口即化然后美国人就说 What's the point? 你买这些就是要吃它那个要很有嚼劲
you know, I actually had a friend,
夹生的
I had a friend who came to China a few years ago and he's like,Where's the brown rice?
Oh, 他想要买那个
Yeah, he's like, there's no brown rice.
糙米对
yeah,
brown rice.
Where is it? He was so baffled, he couldn't believe it. All he saw was white rice.
而且我们喜欢那个饭就是还是比较软一点的
yeah,
We like our grains, you know,
nice
kind of sticky, soft.
soft yeah.
对，跟美国人很不一样啊。
yeah, yeah.
好，那讲到这些 super foods 啊，就是美洲呢，潘姐姐你告诉你，我们都希望在节目里面你能听到一些美国现在比较大家关心的东西啊，不管是新闻事件文化事件还是说一些新的生活的潮流对吧、lifestyle trends、所以我们今天就在讲美国一些新的美食潮流啊那如果你想认真的学习英语的话呢可以下载免费下载 Open Language 的 app 里面有六个级别500多节的很实用的口语对话课然后你可以来免费试用好的那我们再讲讲美国的这个美食潮流啊另外我觉得还有一个呢比较觉得接地气我们中国人会比较懂的就是 food truck
Oh, food trucks
美食卡车啊这个东西我觉得比较像我们的路边摊
yeah, 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 yeah,
street food
yeah, yeah, yeah,
right
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's similar but the food trucks usually pretty big. I mean, they have like a whole kitchen inside of a truck.
对的，美国的这些 food truck 也是近两年你会在很多的比较大一点的城市看到的。就它是一个卡车，但是呢，它会有一面是全开开来的。而且在卡车里面，就像 Spencer 说的，它整个的 kitchen 这个厨房是在里面，它里面是烧东西的。
Exactly.
然后呢，它就到一个地方停好，然后你会有一些特别红的 food truck， 它可能是说。哦，我就是流动的嘛 ，right?
Yeah, yeah,
They drive around different
yeah,
communities，
yeah.
然后他的来到这个地方，他们可能先发一个 tweet。我们上次节目讲美国人用的 app 啊，然后他就人家整个所有 follow 他人就说，哦，这辆这个 food truck 到我家楼下了，我要去排队买。
Mm-hmm.
然后经常就这些很红的 food truck， 外面就是排很长很长的队。
I feel like this must have first come from the ice cream truck.
哦、oh, ，对，你们有那个冰淇淋卡车。
Yeah, as a kid, you know, you would, in during the summertime, you'd hear like
music.
Oh my God, the ice cream's coming! Kids go running out of their house for ice cream. Yeah.
然后我觉得这也是一个很好的主意啊、哦，因为这样的话，你就是这个食物就可以流动嘛，
mm-hmm.
然后可以到哎，真的很喜欢吃它的人的周围去，很方便，
mm-hmm.
对吧？这些 food truck 呢，它有一个不同，就是以前大家觉得 street food。 路边摊可能 not very clean，
yeah yeah，
对吧？脏脏的，然后什么？但是这些 food truck 近几年它兴起 ，they're gourmet，
yeah yeah，you can buy everything from Chinese food to Mexican food to Middle Eastern food，
对，说到。Exactly, 说到 gourmet 啊 foodies, 吃货对吧、
yeah.
gourmet, G-O-U-R-M-E-T, 就是它一般是制作还是比较精良、
mm-hmm.
They use pretty good ingredients,、
yeah.
very fresh, 比较好的原材料、
mm-hmm.
然后有很多这种 food truck, 它卖的东西是比较创新的 pretty innovative,、
mm-hmm. yeah.
嗯
yeah. No,
因为哎，我很喜欢看美国的一个 cable channel 付费的这个有线频道，叫 The Food Network。
Oh God!
The Food Network 就有好几档节目，就是介绍美国 different food trucks.
I think that's all.、never mind.
I never mind. 你有点不屑是吧
？I'm not a fan of the Food Network.
然后对，你就会看到他这里面，我就是前两个月还看到他的有一集就介绍啊，比如这个亚洲食物，他们是做什么肉包子的。就几个什么 ABC 开了一个 food truck， 但他那个肉包子里面，他那个肉的馅料，他是用什么美国人喜欢的烟熏什么、
yeah.
smoke hickory smoke 什么肉包子之类的，
yeah.
就他总会有点创新的元素。
Yeah, yeah, no. So in regard to food trucks, the food network, and you know, new trends in America in terms of food trends, a lot of people are taking different 元素, different elements and combining them together.
Fusion.
Yeah, fusion food. You know, I've seen, like, in LA, I think there's a popular truck that mixes Korean and Mexican.
哎，对的，我也看到过，好像在美国这新的这个
That actually sounds really good, I'm not going to lie.
I know.
Korean barbecue meets Mexican food.
而且就有一些 really, you know, badass, 就很酷的一些 American Korean chefs.
Yeah.
像美国有一个很，纽约有一个很红的餐馆叫 Momo Fuku。
Oh yeah,
是吧？
Yeah, yeah,
但他是一个韩裔的 David
yeah,
Chang 什么的，
yeah, yeah, yeah,
就你对美食了解的人一定要知道这些， yeah. 这个韩国
if,
韩裔厨师，
if,
美国厨师。
It, back to food trucks and street food in America. If you go to New York and you go to probably was it like 52nd Street, there's a place called the Halal Guys. They're outside of the Hilton Hotel. They've been there for years.
他们是做 kebab 还是？
It's not quite kebab, but it is halal food. And it's similar, but it's not on a stick. But You'll every day you'll see this huge line,
up,
yeah, all the way to the end of the block waiting for halal guy food.
对，你说的 halal 就是我们说的清真食物，
yeah,
food that Muslims can eat. 然后呢，讲到这些 food truck， 美国警察会管吗？你们城管会去
kick them out？ I mean, you need a license.
哦，还是要有这个许可证才可以，
yeah.
是吧
？I actually, it's really funny. I actually had a roommate who was going to open a food truck in D.C. last year.
但是最后没有吗？
I haven't talked to him since I've been out here, so I'm not actually really sure what happened. But he wanted to open, this is actually going to be really interesting, he wanted to open a food truck that was going to be Native American food.
Indian
shu. Yeah, Indian
shu. So you can food truck, 就你一定要有一个点，就是很特别的，不然人家不会来，是吧？
Exactly.
然后呢，还有美国会有一些这种 food, 美食节也是 festivals, 然后会有那个 contest 会比赛、
mm-hmm. oh,
像前几年有个很什么拉面拉面 burger 就是把那个拉面它是做成两块脆脆的饼、uh-huh. 然后当中夹肉啊什么的就像以前那个用米饭做 Mos burger、uh-huh. but they do it with 拉面、uh-huh. it's pretty popular for a while、
mm-hmm.
然后像纽约那种甜品什么 cronuts 然后这个 DC 现在有什么Georgetown cupcakes 这些都是这样、
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
然后从
cupcakes,
先从 food、
yeah.
truck 美食这个卡车做起的啊
yeah,
yeah. 好那然后还有经常会听到说某人什么 drop out of Princeton 然后在美国卖肉夹馍然后变得很有钱因为我一直觉得外国人是会很爱肉夹馍这种食物的、
yeah this is true but I firmly believe Americans will eat probably anything
中国人也是啊 we're humans after all 好了今天跟大家分享了一些美国的美食潮流啊其实在美国呢我觉得食物也是很怎么说有的时候它也是很有争议性的一些因为最近那个明星 Gwyneth Paltrow 小辣椒 she got into trouble because she's always eating kale, quinoa, 就这种很健康的 gluten free 无麸质的食物。Uh-huh. 但有很多穷的美国人，他是买不起吃的，所以他到政府是领那种像以前我们的粮票 food stamps， 政府救济，
oh, yeah, yeah.
对吧？
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
但那个是钱很少的，可能每周我给你几十块美金。然后就有一些美国的明星，就像去年什么冰桶挑战 ice bucket challenge， 他们现在有这个 food stamp challenge， 然后就是 they try to live on food stamps for a week。然后因为美国最便宜的食物通常就是什么
well you know
fast food 什么的
food stamps you know a lot of times it's food stamps they don't necessarily give you enough money different states have different funding so different states might give you one state might give you more one state might not give you enough
而且、
you know what I mean so
在美国买这种新鲜的蔬菜啊水果比你买那种什么大的一个冷冻的披萨呀或者什么炸鸡要贵很多所以现在人家很多人就说对吧穷人他就是越来越胖健康越来越差因为新鲜的东西都那么贵
in a lot of ways you're right there's a lot of crappy food garbage food, junk food that has a lot of preservatives and it's and because they have preservatives they have longer shelf life so therefore they can be cheap and the company uses them to make money butI don't know, there still are some things in America that are really cheap. Chicken is really cheap, you know.
但是我觉得美国 我是真的觉得新鲜的蔬菜水果蛮贵的。
Yeah, I think it is kind of expensive. Here in China, if you look, meat is expensive and vegetables are cheaper.
对
And I think it should be that way. In America, meat seems to be cheaper somehow, and so is milk, and then vegetables can be quite pricey. Except for like things like potatoes and onions, you know, like those are actually really cheap, I think. I mean, you can get a pound of potatoes for like 60 cents in America.
Oh, 真的、
yeah.
嗯，好啦，那今天也是讲到一个可以是很有意思，但也可以是一个挺复杂的问题啊。
Yeah.
Food, American food trends. We hope you like today's show. If you want to get serious about learning English, go to openlanguage.com. 因为我们有六个级别，近500节，很实用的。英语口语对话课程然后每一课有很多互动的这个学习工具可以帮你好好的来学英文然后呢只要你在网站购买的时候输入优惠码告诉你的拼音 GAOSUNI 就可以享受9折优惠学习这么多的课没有限制一年只要629块 We hope you like today's show and if you have any ideas or suggestions let us know 可以到我们的这个微博微信啊来告诉我们 We welcome your feedback and we look forward to seeing you next time Bye guys
Bye